The three young medical professionals who are yet to graduate from College of Physicians and Surgeons of Juba Teaching Hospital have established the Gudwe Health Science Institute early this year. Mark Kumbonyeki, the co-founder and the principal of the institute, says while at the college, he and his two friends found one dream.
I and my team decided, after completing the HPE program in Juba and waiting to graduate soon, we decided to at least have this initiative to bring the message and the knowledge we acquired from our colleagues and the seniors, the professors in Juba, to bring it down to the community so that our community benefit from the training that we went for. Because before we went, we have a gap. We were having challenges of tutorship and tutors to teach medical students, and we devote ourselves to go and attend the training for 1 year and a half, and we have to come back and deliver the service to our entire community.
Kumbonyeki says he and his colleagues hope the institute will one day grow and attract students from all over South Sudan. He says they started the institute with limited resources, adding that students had to bring chairs from home to attend lectures. Kennedy Ganiko Beime, the deputy governor of Western Equatorial State, visited the institute for the first time on Monday, and he pledged to support it.
We want to start by giving you land. So tomorrow, I need official communication from the institute. Then we will show you where the land is. Also, we will support you to get the registration. Already have talked to my colleague, the Minister of Health, National Government, and also my colleague, the Under Secretary of the National Government, and the rest of my colleagues in the Minister of Health. They have declared their support to support you and register this institute as soon as possible.
Rose Obede, Director General of Western Equatorial State's Ministry of Health, says the three young medical professionals are committed to deliver rare services to the community in the state capital, Yambio.
We in the State Minister of Health and all of our facilities, we are lacking. We are lacking cadres like this one to come and take over and help our people. Our mothers are still dying. Our children are still dying. I know now we have hope through this institute to have more capable, understandable, and from the environment to help our people. Because if you bring someone from nowhere, they will not be suitable to this environment.
Malesh Mark Omal, a student leader who is pursuing clinical studies at Gudwe Health Science Institute, says the school has only 40 medical books for 87 students studying at the institute.
We are facing a lot of challenges. One is the library. The school or the institute has no library, whereby to have enough books and the computers for our research and coursework. Then two is at the laboratory. That is for the practical part of it, that is the models. And coach, as we are trying to do some physical examination.
The World Health Organization says in 2001, 789 women died for every 100,000 live births in South Sudan. Jackson Marangba Nicholas, pursuing diploma in midwifery at the institute to help save lives of mothers and their babies. He says there are few tutors at the institute.
Another issue also is resources. Under resources, what I mean here is both human resource and materials. Human resource here I meant is the teachers or the tutors. So we don't have all these funds that can bring in more tutors who can take us in all these course needs that we're having. So it is a little bit challenging to maintain the issue of human resources at our capacity here.
23 years old Joyce Yesto Elisama is studying nursing at the Gudwe Health Sciences Institute. She says she struggles to raise money to pay her tuition fee.
My major challenge is about the tuition fee. I'm not having a work to do so that to be, or anything to be doing so that to be getting the tuition fee. It is so difficult for me to continue, but with this one, I'm appealing to the anyone who can wish like to help me in my education.
The institute offers 3 years diploma courses in midwifery, nursing, and clinical studies. The young medical professionals named their institute Gudwe Health Science Institute after seeking permission from the Azande Kingdom in Yambio to name the institute after the King Budwe Bajingbi, the first Azande king who was killed by the British in 1905. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Yambio, Western Equatorial State.